Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Christ Yahushua, also known as Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this program is Cross the Border, and we're going through the Bible. We ended up in the book of Leviticus at chapter 22, about verse 31, so we'll just pick up there. Therefore you shall keep my commandments and do them. I am Yahuwah. Neither shall you profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord, Yahuwah, which hallow you, that brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am Yahuwah. Chapter 23. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, Concerning the feasts of Yahuwah, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days you shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work in it. It is the Sabbath of Yahuwah in all your dwellings. Now there's always been a controversy over the Sabbath, and the controversy has been basically about what day people are going to go to church. But the Sabbath is not about going to church. Going to church or going to the temple is optional. Now, we read in the New Testament, in the life of Yahushua, that it was his custom to go to the synagogue on the Sabbath. There was no requirement that he go to the Sabbath, but the requirement was that he rest. And we just read the requirement, what the Sabbath was about. 6 days you shall work, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahuwah in all your dwellings. And talking about all your dwellings, there's no requirement here. So it has nothing to do with what day you go to church on or what day you go to worship on. Basically, what I say is that you worship the Heavenly Father 7 days a week if you want to know what day you're supposed to worship on. So there is no controversy in reality, though there seems to be a controversy in people's mind over what day they go to church or what day they go to worship or what day they fellowship. But that's not what it's about at all. It's about a day of rest. And we won't even get into what day it is, because everyone is wrong. Everyone who thinks, there are three religions out there, major religions in the world, and one has their Sabbath on Friday, and one has their Sabbath on Saturday, and one has their Sabbath on Sunday, and actually all three of them are wrong according to the Creator's calendar. But let's continue here. These are the feasts of Yahuwah, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. Now, we've already read that there are three feasts for the children of Israel, that the Heavenly Father has called for three feast days during the year. So let's find out what these feasts are and what feast days or holidays or holy days we are to keep. Now, the world has its holy days or its holidays, whatever you want to call them. They call them holidays. So they have their holidays, but they have forgotten all about his feast days. And of course they say, well, we're not under the law. We can do whatever we want. That's what the corporate church says. That if we want to keep Ishtar and Christmas and other pagan holy days, that we can do that because we're not under the law. Well, my only question is, why? Why would you keep pagan feast and holy days, even though you Christianize them? You know, like they also have, what is the other one that they have is Halloween. And they keep that one, too, for all the children, supposedly, because the children have to have their candy, after all, don't they? And speaking of candy and gifts, I have to admit that I was very enthusiastic about the pagan holy days when I was a child. After all, they bribed me with candy and with gifts. And I think, you know, that Satan, the father of lies, knows what he's doing. You bribe the children with candy and gifts, and when they grow up, well, they don't want to deprive their children of candy and gifts, so they continue to bribe their children with candy and gifts until everyone grows up and every child is looking forward to their candy and gifts on the pagan holy days. I mean, basically, you admit it, that's what happened to us all. We were all bribed with candy and gifts into celebrating pagan feasts or pagan holy days. Yes, candy and gifts. What child could resist, especially when their parents, the ones they love, are standing there handing them and teaching them all of these pagan rituals and rites and all of these things. But what about his feast days? These are the feast days of Yahuwah. Even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. And if you'll remember that he put the sun, the moon, and the stars for days and for seasons and for years. So his calendar is in the sky. And according in his holy convocations, his feasts are according to his calendar, which he put in the sky. In the 14th day of the first month, at even, is Yahuwah's Passover. The 14th day of the first month. And of course, the word month is month, the first month. And of course, we're talking about Abib here. We went through Genesis, and then we went through Exodus, and we learned that the months were regulated by the moon. So the 14th day of the first month, and they still keep it today according to the moon. Those that keep the Passover is regulated according to the moon, even as Ashtaroth, or Easter, is regulated according to the moon. Of course, the Easter, or the Ashtaroth, always follows, I believe it always follows, the Passover. And the word Easter is mentioned once in the scripture. I don't believe that it was a typo or a mistranslation, because the reference to Easter is it was being celebrated by the pagan emperor and as a pagan Roman holiday, because they were waiting for Ashtaroth or Astar, Easter, to pass before they carried out a certain duty as Romans. But they were waiting for their pagan holiday to pass. And it was right after the time of unleavened bread. So we know from the scripture itself that Easter is a pagan holiday. I've had people try to use that reference in the New Testament to the word, to the pagan holiday Easter, as an authority for Christians to practice and keep Ashtaroth, or the Easter holiday. You know, you have all the bunnies and the baskets and the sunrise service, because it is a fertility rite. It is a high holy day of fertility worship. That's where they get all the bunnies and the eggs, and of course, and then they bribe the children with candy, baskets of candy, into, you know, taking part in the pagan holiday. But like I said, I had someone try to use that reference in the New Testament, where Easter, the word Easter, is used, translated by the King James translators one time as Easter. And some people say, well, that what should have been Passover. And I thought that at one time myself. But upon further study and investigation, I found out that it was a reference to the Roman pagan holiday Ashtaroth. So in no way is it an authority for Christians or followers of the Messiah to keep the Easter holiday. If anything, we should practice the Passover, and I'm not sure that we're supposed to do that. But what is the purpose of the Passover? Well, let's read it here. In the 14th day of the first month, at even, is Yahuwah's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. unto Yahuwah, even 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall have a holy convocation, you shall do no servile work therein. So the first day is the 15th. The 15th, according to the monthly calendar, is always a Sabbath. And here they say it's a holy day, it's a Sabbath. You're not supposed to do any work, any servile work on that, on the first day of the days of unleavened bread. And of course, it being a Sabbath, that makes sense. But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you become into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priests, and he shall wave the sheaf before Yahuwah to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priests shall wave it. And you shall offer that day, when you wave the sheaf, a he-lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto Yahuwah. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah for a sweet savor, and a drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin. And you shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that you have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath you shall number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto Yahuwah. So we're talking about what was called Pentecost, being 50 days from the first Sabbath, or 7 Sabbaths complete, plus the 1 day, of course, is 50. You shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto Yahuwah. And you shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto Yahuwah, with their meat offering and their drink offering, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor unto Yahuwah. Then you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before Yahuwah. With the 2 lambs, they shall be holy to Yahuwah for the priests. And you shall proclaim on the selfsame day, that it may be a holy convocation unto you. You shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your generations, in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Yeah, I'm not convinced that as believers, after Yahushua fulfilled the law, that we should be keeping the Passover, because it has this reference here, a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout all your generations. I believe this is only to the children of Israel. And of course, having to do with the sacrifice, I'm not sure. You know, I am willing to learn these things, and I don't know anyone who actually does this. This seems to have nothing to do with the priest tabernacle sacrifice system, so I'm not sure about this. I guess I'll just leave it at that for now, and we'll continue reading through it. Maybe we'll learn something as we go through the scripture here. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not make clean riddance of the corners of the fields when you reapest, neither shall you gather any gleaning of thy harvest. You shall leave it unto the poor and to the stranger. I am Yahuwah your God. And of course we have there a brief repetition of the law as it was already given to us, and seemingly having nothing to do with the feast days here or the Passover. Chapter 23, verse 23. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the seventh month, you shall have a Sabbath. In the seventh month, in the first day of the seventh month, you shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. So if I understand this right, the seventh month in the first day of the month, and the first day of the month, it was always a new moon, if you're regulating your months by the moon. So we have a memorial blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. They will do no servile work. And I believe that the new moon days were no work days already, but they are a type of a Sabbath day. I believe they fall into the Sabbath column. But it says here, on this new moon day, you shall do no servile work, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, Also on the tenth day of this seventh month, shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. So this day of atonement really would be a day of fasting. And you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make atonement for you before Yahuwah your God. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doth any work in that same day, that same soul I will destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. So this was something that they were supposed to take home from them. This is a national day of affliction or atonement, or a national day of fasting for the children of Israel. Would it hurt us to do this? Absolutely not. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the ninth month, at even, from even till even, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. And the Lord spake unto Moses. And so we have another one here on the ninth day of the month. And I believe we're talking about the same month here, of course, of the seventh month. So it was the tenth day of the month, but it was on the ninth even, from the evening of the ninth day, or to the even of the tenth day. So it's just a clarification here. This is not a separate day. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto Yahuwah. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. And of course, I believe that the 15th day of the month, if you're starting the month on the new moon is the first day of the month, and which is followed by the first day of work. You work 6 days. So six, plus you have one is seven, and then the eighth day would be the Sabbath. And then it would follow that after you work 6 more days, that the 15th day of the month is a Sabbath. That all of the months were numbered the same, starting with the first day of the month being the new moon. The second day of the month would be the first day of the work week. You would work 6 days, coming to the seventh day of the month, the sixth day of work, because you were to work 6 days, and then the seventh day was the Sabbath, which is the eighth of the month. And I believe that's how the calendar was set up, and I don't know if that makes any sense for me to just tell it to you over the air, unless you have it drawn out. It might be difficult to understand, especially if you're accustomed to looking at the Gregorian-type calendar all your life, to consider the calendar. The Creator's calendar seems somewhat foreign. but the first day of the month was always the new moon day, and it was not a work day. It was some months there had two new moon days, because it was that was the days of the month that would be the last day of the month would be a dark moon, followed by the first day of the month, which would be the new moon day. So some months basically you could had two new moon days, two evening or two nights when the moon does not appear in the sky, or two evening periods, which is the night period of the day. Because the evening and the morning were the day. If we go back to Genesis, we find out that the evening and the morning was a day. So the dark part of the day is called the evening, and of course the morning part of the day was called the light part, was called the day part of the day. And of course a day means the whole 24-hour cycle, basically. So it could be confusing if you want it to be, but I think it's fairly simple, especially when you go through Genesis and you read that an evening and a morning and an evening and a morning, and then we still have evening and mornings today. There's nothing confusing about it. When you call a day today an evening and a morning cycle, it's not really that confusing. If you apply reality, the reality of what we have today, to what the scripture was saying. Remember, our Heavenly Father is not the author of confusion, so, you know, let's not be confused about this. But the only thing that confuses us is following the calendar, the pagan Gregorian calendar that we've been following and indoctrinated with all our lives. And even as someone who would like to keep his calendar, which, you know, I watch it in the sky, I don't have to write it down on a piece of paper because it's easier just to follow it in the sky. And I know that when it's a full moon, you know, full, the moon is completely full in the evening, I know that it's the 15th, the evening of the 15th, and that it will be followed by the day of the 15th. And that's how you keep his calendar. It works perfect every time. And of course, when the moon disappears, it's the new moon, you know, it's the end of the month or the first day of the month or both, depending on which month you're in, whether you have two new moon days or only one new moon day, because it alternates. But just, you know, I challenge you just to watch the moon for a couple years. Just start watching the moon, learning how it works. You know, how a full moon is always, you know, in the eastern sky. And that as it draws toward the west, it diminishes. It's simple. Because it's drawing toward the setting of the sun, because you're watching it in the evening, or you're watching for the appearance of the moon at nighttime, basically, or like I said, in the evening. 2333, and we're going to have to pick up at 2333 when I get back. Name of my website is crosstheborder.org. I'd like to have you send me an email there. Let me know what you think, or just let me know you're listening.